My favorite TV attorney of all time is America's mayor, Rudy Giuliani. The man gives fresh meaning to the appellation for lawyer, mouthpiece. Trot him out on Fox every day or so, and, well, he's got no problem getting both feet in there. Clarification? Of course he's got a new clarification. Tomorrow, he'll clarify the last one. You have to ask yourself, how did a guy who waded into the tower debris after 9/11 and become a national hero decide to make a clown of himself in no time flat? The man had it made in the shade. Apparently he missed the big spotlight, the daily bath in self-praise, the adulation of a nation. So when an even huger narcissist than himself came along, why not hop right up on the stage and play the slobbering sycophant? And, to boot, the mayor is an attorney, a prosecutor, a person with an insight into how Mueller and his team might be strategizing. What more perfect sidekick for the Donald? It is amazing how Clowntown continues to ram yet another bozo into the Volkswagen. Sure, some are forced out the tailpipe. Okay, most are forced out the tailpipe. But few are given a public forum that diminishes the Trump's face time, and those few are gone quickly if the man deems their performance upstaging. Nobody upstages the Donald. Nobody. Well, except maybe Rudy. At least so far, and who knows for how much longer. Even the Prez must realize he has the absolute worst, most imbecilic attorney in the entire United States. Better maybe to ask for the last hire of the New York Public Defender's Office, plead penury since no one can see his tax record, and hope for someone with an IQ above 80 and an attention to detail beyond a third grader. Although, you got to admit, they make a perfect pairing. Maybe even better than Pence and his ventriloquist. Mueller could probably wrap the investigation up early, just put Rudy on the stand for a couple of days. Sure, they'd find Trump guilty of a dozen felonies, but any jury you can imagine would be lenient. Nobody deserves Rudy, not even Trump.